fundamentally, what happened in that situation was that there were a large group of workers felt they'd been treated unfairly, and it led to industrial chaos and a real mess. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not trying to apportion blame or anything in that particular case, but I think it does go to show that if people feel that they're not being treated fairly, or if managers behave in a way where they're not particularly concerned about issues of fairness, then that can sometimes create problems, create difficulties. So actually, having that, again, it comes down to sort of communication and motivation as well. When any changes are taking place in an organisation, it's important that the reasons for these are communicated, and that people within an organisation feel that they're being treated in a way which is fair and reasonable. So, okay, what influences management style? I mean, what I've been talking about so far suggests that, or implies that, There are right or wrong ways of doing management, and that if you're a very good manager and you have all of these traits and all of these skills, and you have this range of knowledge, and you have the relevant experience, then you should be able to be doing a good job. But actually, we find that management styles and management systems differ. Different organisations are managed in different ways, and they need to be managed in different ways in many cases. There are lots of different things that might influence the style or approach to management that we see. Countries, regions, around the world there are different approaches to management. A manager in a typical American company, for example, will do things in a very different way from a typical manager in a typical Japanese company. Very different cultures, very different management ideas, management systems in those two countries. And when you have managers moving from Germany to the United States, to Japan, to the United Kingdom, to Australia, to Brazil, these managers will be encountering very different cultures, very different management systems, and the approaches to management differ between countries. Again, I haven't got time to develop this theme in any detail, but it's something that we have to be aware of. Again, political and social attitudes and cultural beliefs differ in across different countries. So that's also something that influences national style, national systems of management. The nature of the organisation also will influence management styles. Look at the size of companies. A very small organisation, say a small startup, IT startup company, employing 4 or 5 people, the kind of management style that you would expect to see in that kind of organisation would be very, very different from the kind of management that you'd expect in a large corporation employing thousands and thousands of people around the world. Size of the organisation will determine management style to a certain extent. Again, the sector, which type, which line of business, which line of work are organisations involved in? Are we talking here about pure businesses? Commercial enterprises? Are we talking about charities, educational institutions, sporting or social groups? Again, or any kind of organisation needs to have some kind of effective management system. But the type of person that would be a successful manager in, say, banking, the banking sector, might not necessarily be the same type of person that would be a successful manager in a charity. In the charity sector or in the education sector, for example. So again, managers might require different types of skills, different types of approach or style, depending on the type of organisation that they find themselves working in. Again, because they're going to be working with different types of people in these different areas, so they need to adapt. Types of management roles differ. Again, I mentioned earlier the difference between the sort of the more senior executive role that might take a strategic approach to long-term planning, and other people that have a more administrative role in terms of dealing with routine matters of organisation and of administration. There are other types of management roles as well. There are some people that are sort of specialist troubleshooters that are sent in to deal with problems as and when they arise. Again, the types of character traits or the types of style that you'd expect these different managers to have will differ depending on the type of role to which they've been assigned.